Beneath the majestic silhouette of the Chiramai volcano, the fertile thick mud of West Java. The rice paddy fields have been here for centuries, but now a quiet revolution is underway, and it could be one solution to the current food crisis. Nearby Narita and Urmin Dohaim are planting a new variety of rice, a hybrid made in a science lab from two different types. They're delighted with the results.
Brazil, Alhamdulillah, Brazil.
He says, "I've had a very successful experience." He explains his yields are up and so is his income, from $1,200 to $2,000 a year.
Normally a strip of paddy fields like this would yield about 2 tons of rice, but with the special hybrid variety, they're getting about 3 tons. That's a massive 50% increase in yield. But this technology is not without its problems.
In a local government lab, they're trying to refine the hybrid rice. Experts say the combination of Chinese and local varieties makes it more susceptible to disease and to weather changes.
So this is actually the challenge for the scientists. How do you make the variety of the hybrid rice adapted to the tropical condition? That's the key issue.
But there's another issue. Normally rice farmers keep some of their harvest for seeding the next crop. But with hybrid rice, they can't. The hybrid's high-yielding genetic trait only lasts one generation, meaning farmers have to buy new seeds each growing season. For some, hybrid is overhyped by big multinational companies who stand to make billions. The head of an Indonesian environmental advocacy organization is not a fan.
The seed is not belong to the farmers again. The technology is highly dependent on the outside, not belong to the farmers. So this is the crucial problem that we face.
But some scientists are convinced the problems can be overcome and think the potential is dazzling. Yields up by 50%, more food from the same land, and perhaps an easing of the food crisis. Dan Rivers, CNN, West Java, Indonesia.